All right. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather. But through the week, we have learned that so far, we all have survived the events on Tuesday, right? Okay. We're still breathing. Some of us turned blue a little bit. I know. But no one has grown six fingers or a third ear or another head, so far, right? That I know of. I don't know if you've seen something weird like that happen. But the reaction to what happened on Tuesday has been puzzling. There's been an opportunity for fear-mongering and also for real fear, especially for immigrants, while the Dow is shooting up. And I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Do you understand that? Yep. It's been a little crazy. But there's been a lot of name-calling, more conspiracy theories coming up, lack of acceptance, unsettled hearts, more than expected. And especially when whichever the other side is been accusing each other of those things happening. I tell you, I think we live in a local world. It's crazy. Now, Irma Nelly, I was talking to her, and some of you know her. She's my daughter. She's working with special kids. And she said something that was super interesting to me when I asked her about, you know, how did she feel about the results of the election. She says, people, my coworkers, they're crying, they're sobbing, they're hysterical. But I feel like it's not such a big deal. I think of President-elect Trump as one kid I have where I work. It's a special needs kid, right? She has bad behaviors. But if you follow her around and make sure that she doesn't put any markers in her mouth, she's fine. So it's kind of refreshing to hear even young people saying, all right, we're going to be all right. Now, the old adage that I've said to you before, what you see is not what you get, rings true. And I think today more than ever, because I really thought that Mr. President-elect's first act was going to stick his tongue out to Mr. President. You know, like when they got together in the White House. That's how the election read, you know, that this country's divided. And they continue. Did you hear it? They continue to fan that fire. But he didn't stick his tongue out to the president. That didn't happen. As a matter of fact, there was some civility to the man that was elected. Civility. It didn't fit the profile that we've been hearing. I don't know, how many of you guys know Fiddler on the Roof? Right? I figured that a lot of you. Remember Tevye and Susan? Unheard of. Absurd. Remember that? When he's presented with a situation that rocks his world concerning his daughter's marriage, he says, they gave each other a pledge? Unheard of. Absurd. You gave each other a pledge? Unthinkable. Right? Where do you think you are? Moscow? Paris? Where do you think they are? America? It's so funny. I don't know. Have you ever seen that movie? If you haven't, I tell you, it's a must-see. And then he finishes. Tradition. Tradition. Even Oprah was quoted by saying, after seeing the two presidents together, he says, everybody take a deep breath. Hope lives. Interesting. And I'm sorry I had to do that, but I have been going through all these emotions all week long myself. I needed to vent, so I'm sorry. I'm getting into all this. But we go back to the scripture today. Last week, we were reminded of the importance of caring for the inner temple. You remember, right? Not abandoning the work that is for us only to do. And not concentrating so much on ourselves and what we're thinking and what we want to do, but to invest in what's really important. And this week we see Jesus talking about the temple again. Now some of them were speaking about the looks. Remember the adornments, how beautiful it was, the grandeur of the temple. And Jesus interrupts and speaks about the future. Scary. Scary. So happens that Wednesday this week, I went to a seminar about the future. It explained the difficulties that we have concerning even our present reality. Never mind what's going to happen next. Your reality, my reality, our neighbor's reality, and our family's realities. He's saying that every people sees the world in a different way. Every reality is different. The most problematic is that one reality does not have to be exclusive or exclusively right. This is the problem that we face ourselves with. We tend to think nowadays that just because I think that it is right or correct, that means that mine is the only one that is valid. And we're used to this because modernity, remember that? Do you all remember modernity? It's past. The modern world, the 20th century, brought us the idea that science was where we needed to place all of our faith. Right? And that there was a right thing and we can be proven. And of course, after a few years since this idea started to creep upon us, we had the First, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, and we realized that science may not have all the answers. We're used to the age of reason, that scientific formula. Things have to be proven right or wrong. We have to have the answers. Am I correct? That's our aim. But you see, that was modernity. Well, we are in a quote-unquote post-modern world. We're not only in a change of a decade. We're not even only thinking of the change over a millennium. This is a new era. And a new era, when it comes, it provides a whole bunch of challenges. We're still trying to figure out what's really happening. And it's natural. We're all going to have questions left and right. It's happened every time when we engage in one of these huge changes. It's a whole new realm of possibilities. I have an example for you. Okay, tell me. Is coffee good or bad for you? Good. Yeah, come on. You gotta defend it. It's not a matter of saying it's good. All right, you got to defend it because you got to prove it. good luck, guys. All right, anyway. You know, we have heard of all the studies, right? Heard of all the studies, and some time ago, coffee was the worst thing in the whole wide world. And then science comes up with another idea. No, 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 it's really good for you. And whatever happened to stunting your growth, you know? You see, there is the possibility of two realities being right. Imagine that. It is possible that Mr. President-elect Trump is boisterous and humble at the same time, is it? Is it possible that Secretary Clinton dabbled in lying and still be a good person? Is it possible that a sinner can be a sinner and be redeemed at the same time? Wow. You see, we've struggled to make those distinctions forever. We struggled to pinpoint the right answer forever. I don't know about you, but I mean, the change in technology is incredible, right? Technology is going, it's rampant. It's going too fast. And none of us can catch up. It's so hard to stay up to date than today's update to Windows 10 really changes the whole world for everybody, right? And people are like, why? You know, why is going on? Why did you change my desktop? You know? It's so hard to keep up that instead of wondering, now listen please, instead of wondering about the what ifs, we tend to close up. Instead of wondering and opening ourselves up to the mystery, we have the tendency of going inside and curling into a fetal position and do the ah, la 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 la, right? I don't want to hear it. Instead of opening ourselves to the possibilities, instead of looking at these changes and seeing the potential, not only the potential that is in it for us, but also the potential that God has put through that, we end up closing ourselves because it's simply too hard. It's hard to keep up with what's going on around us. Now, let me ask you this. Is that the alternative? Is that the only alternative that we have? Well, no wonder we live in fear. Hello? Because the more that you enclose yourself in your own self, the more everything outside of yourself is going to seem strange. See, if we can understand it, we become afraid. Remember young Mary, the mother of Christ? You know, remember her? Remember when she found herself in a situation where it was strange and hard to understand? Now imagine you facing a being that is beyond the physical human being that we're used to. And this being coming to you and telling you, God has looked favorably upon you. Ah! Right? Exactly. 15 years old, and this person coming to her and saying, I bring good news. Right? Just imagine that. But look at her reaction, and I'm paraphrasing, but look at her reaction. Let it be done as you will with your servant. Yikes. Let it be done as you will. Do your thing. That is not normal. See, no wonder Jesus has to interrupt and say to the people, what you see here is not what you get. You're placing your eyes in the wrong thing. The facade is not what is important. The building itself and all its adornments is not what is important. It is your inner strength. It is your inner faith. It is your inner peace. Hello? That's what you ought to be seeking, not be looking at what's happening or what looks like a great thing. He says, people will be coming, even in my name, to deceive you. All right, and that's in the cultural world, the political world, the religious world. It's going to happen all over. He tells them all kinds of bad things are going to happen. And when you hear them, he says, do not be terrified. Do not be, hello? Yeah. Actually, worse things is going to happen. Don't be terrified. It's going to be even worse. Man, that was nice. They will arrest you. They will prosecute you. Even your family. Talk about a challenge, right? So it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Even if they arrest you, even your family is against you, it's not so bad because this is an opportunity. He tells them, this is an opportunity. Talk about opening yourselves, right? Talking about seeing the possibilities. Talk about not wallowing in the terror. This is an opportunity. You'll be betrayed. You will be hated. All because of my name. So that outer temple is going to be the least of your worries. You know what happened in year 70 AD, or if you want to see CE, common era, right? You know what happened, right? Yeah. The temple came down. The temple was destroyed. But since then, all the kinds of things have happened. And let me ask you this. Where are you today, 2,000 years later? Here. Mount Air Christian Church. Imagine that. All kinds of terrible things have happened around us. And you are? Here. The world has not come to an end yet. No matter what you see happening out there, I'll tell you, please, 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 please take care of the main thing. Your heart. Guard your heart. Take time to reflect. The world is going so fast that we don't have time to stop, right? Because we have a destination to go, wherever that is. We don't even know. But we think we're going so fast that we can't stop and reflect. Sit and ponder the word. Sit and ask the questions that are burning in our hearts and let God speak to us in our meditations. Right? Is that only, is it only me? Yep, must be me. You see, there's all kinds of things that will want to condition your heart. They want to get your heart out of place. They want you to think about dissatisfaction. They want you uneasy. They want you to think about pain, to think about grief, to think about alarm and despair. There's all kinds of things that I'm going to want to rob you of the peace that only Christ can provide. Don't allow it to take over your life. Say no. Remember the old 80s thing? Say no to drugs. Say no to despair. Say no to fear. Say no. Because we still have a purpose. Hello, people. People of God, right?
Amen.
Is that who I'm talking to here?
Amen.
We still have a purpose. We still have a mission to accomplish. Even during the difficult times that we're experiencing, it's an opportunity to testify. That's why he says, it's an opportunity to provide a good word. The Lord says, don't even plan what you're going to say, says the Lord. Trust completely that God's Holy Spirit will equip you and will provide to you the right words. But I tell you this, if you're not in the Word, the Spirit can't work through you.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to conclude. I only have like 35 minutes. I told you I needed to vent somehow. And the game already started, so. So, this Friday, you know what happened in this place this Friday? Anybody knows? Nobody knows. That's what I'm telling you. This Friday, there was a graduation in this building. A graduation of ladies who started an early childhood education course way back somewhere time in March.
Wow.
And they were coming here every week and listening and learning about how to take care of young children. Hispanic, Latina ladies, okay? Hablando español and everything. Caretakers. You know, they were here because they wanted to improve themselves. And there was an opportunity to do that. And guess what? They took it. Not all graduated. There's about 20, 21 ladies first, and only 14 graduated. But that was one crucial step to get started, to continue. A crucial step not only for their lives, although it was going to change their lives, and it did. I could see the difference between their beginning and the end. But not only that, but they were making a crucial step for all the kids that were under their care. Hello? Imagine the impact that each one of those ladies will have on the children that they influence. They not only completed the course, but now they have an opportunity to get licensed. And this is their witness, as far as I gather. Regardless of what's happening around me, I'm going to invest. I'm going to invest all my efforts to improve my life and the life of those around me. You see, that's looking at opportunities and not closing yourself up. What a witness, right?
Yes, amen.
I tell you, I was sitting back there, and I was looking at these ladies, and I got emotional. Because I know what it is to go through that. I know what it is to have a hard time staying on the project. As you know, I have a little bit of situation with my mind veering up, and oh, there's a bird. Eight months. With God's help, we'll do it again. I want to tell you something. You also were a witness to them. Oh, how in the world did we do that? You were a witness to them. Because by opening the doors of this facility so that they could meet together and do this program, we were saying something. We were saying something to their lives. We were saying maybe not all white people are haters. Hello? Huh? You see, because that's the message out there. I don't know if you've heard it before, especially in this last year, right? But we're saying no. You see, that's not our reality. And we're putting this reality forth. Now, not everybody is like they painted. And I think that's important. And you were part of that. You were a witness. And not only did we say that, but we said also that even if we don't like it, hello, even if we don't like it, it doesn't mean that we hate you. Even if we don't like the situation of how you have gotten here, some of them didn't have any documents. I tell you, I'm going to be open with you. You see, because not liking doesn't equate to hate. You get it? Are you following me? Please, tell me if you're here. I need to know. Because this is really important for our world today. I do not have to like everything about you to support you in what you're doing. Wow, what a challenge. Isn't it? You see, we can be a witness to the world and to ourselves that God is over all of this. Amen. That God is the one. That we are not so tangled in the world that we forget what God has instructed us to be and to do. In other words, our obedience is ahead of our opinions. Wow, did you hear that?
Yes.
Our obedience is ahead of our opinions. Check it out. You will be hated by all because of my name. This is what Jesus tells his disciples and those around him. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. What a word. We'll finish. Oprah said, I'm not a fan of her, okay? But she said this, I could sense that maybe I'm wrong. But I could sense from Donald Trump's body language, even when he came out of the acceptance speech, that brother has been humbled by this world thing. Her words. And you cannot believe the lashback that she got. You could not believe how the internet swelled. and told her, maybe for you, but not for me. Maybe for you. There was a lot of people saying, what in the world happened to you, Oprah? What in the world happened to you? You're not one of us anymore? Well, maybe we'll hate you too. This is what's happening in our world. And guess what we're called to do? To bring a different message. We're called to be a different people. We're called to love even those who we don't like. Even those who we don't agree with. And that's our challenge. And guess what? With God's help, we can do it. Because what? Our endurance, it says. Our endurance will gain us our souls. And we are not alone. God is with us. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that we've had to share these words. I know that in our minds we're going all over the place. We're being stretched, we're being challenged. And even those who rejoice are cautious and careful today. And Lord, I just want, on behalf of this congregation, on behalf of each one of us, I just want to say, you are still in the throne, and we are still your servants. And we want to ask, God, that you may equip us with your Holy Spirit. Come. Come. Holy Spirit, come and dwell in each of us. Let us be that light that you can bring through all the darkness of negativity. Let us put our feet forth and bring the good news to this world. In Jesus we pray. Amen. And amen.